the fourth little section of chapter 10 of Mark's biography of Jesus starts at verse 32. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. Just bear in mind, incidentally, that it looks as though they knew that Jesus was going to be betrayed and die in Jerusalem, and that he had set out on his journey there. Continuing the reading, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise." Well, quite a surprise, isn't it, that Jesus is walking ahead of them, and he's obviously determined to get to Jerusalem and to do all that he intended to accomplish. Not only were they amazed, but those who were following Jesus were actually afraid. Afraid, I guess, of what might happen in Jerusalem to those who followed Jesus. On this occasion, and this is the third occasion when Jesus talks of his forthcoming death, he says quite a bit more than on the previous two occasions. He says here that he's going to be given over to the chief priests and the scribes, who will condemn him to death. That means that he will have totally lost his reputation amongst the religious and political leaders of Jerusalem, the leaders of that nation of Israel, and they will condemn him to death. He will be totally disavowed by the people of God there. They will deliver him over, Jesus says, to the Gentiles. The Gentiles, of course, would be the Roman authorities, the military authorities who were in charge of the country. Jesus will be again given over to them. And those non-Jews, those non-believers, will mock him, spit on him, flog him and kill him. And after 3 days he'll rise. Jesus is determined to go ahead with this, and by that he indicates the amazing selflessness that is in himself, that is in this man Jesus.